He was the famous trumpet man from my Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a tootily at a toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
What exactly makes a song swing? And why does one song swing while another doesn't? Hi, this is Bud Pearson. Each week on The Swing Era, we'll explore the answers to these questions and more as we unpack this distinct style of music called swing. As Duke Ellington reminds us, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. The Swing Era, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific and Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific, here on Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing.